mich frei. Manchmal waren wir eins und oft waren wir nur zwei. Und Reden war nie Silber und Schweigen selten Gold. Und nicht alles, was man in den Wald hineinrief, war am Ende so gewollt. So gewollt.
Brothers Wingenfelder closing up their duo project with one more album, Wenn's am schönsten ist off that one. And before that, Bernadette LaHengst, I Need Air. But now to Freunde der italienischen Oper. Their new album is called Cassandra's Complex, and I reached their lead singer Ray van Seschow to talk about this new record.
This is Ray van Seschow of Freunde der Italienischen Oper, and you are listening to Radio Goethe.
Naja, wie kam es zu dem ungewöhnlichen Namen?
How did our unusual name Friends of the Italian Opera come about? Well, we had founded the band and had no idea what to call ourselves. Someone suggested just look for headlines in the newspapers, that would be the best source of ideas, but there was nothing either. In my circle of friends at the time, for example, when you said goodbye, you said, well, Friends of the Italian Opera, we'll see you tomorrow. And then at my very first concert, where we performed without names, I greeted the people, I greeted the friends of the Italian opera, and then sang some aria for the first time. And finally a friend of mine came up with the idea and said, man, why don't you just call yourselves Friends of the Italian Opera? First we thought, wow, that's a pretty long name. But in the end, we agreed on this long name, and I don't think that was quite so bad.
Mein Freundeskreis auf die Idee und sagte, Mensch, warum nennt ihr euch nicht einfach Freunde der italienischen Oper? Da haben wir erstmal gesagt, boah, das ist aber jetzt ein ziemlich langer Name. Aber letztendlich haben wir uns für diesen langen Namen entschieden, und das war, glaube ich, nicht ganz so schlecht.
Musik.
Anfangsjahr von eigentlich fing alles damit an, dass
The early years, yes, actually it all started with my friend Rainer R. Schmidt making music, blowing the trombone and founding some band. And they were still looking for a singer, and since I was working at the Staatsschauspiel at the time and sang such pseudo-Italian arias together with him and on stage and in the shower, he asked me if I couldn't imagine singing. I couldn't imagine at first. But well, then I went to the rehearsal room and it was hellishly loud. I've never experienced anything so loud. And in the end, yes, then a band emerged that then became the Friends of the Italian Opera. And we got an engagement at the Staatsschauspiel Dresden relatively early in Wolfgang Engel's Faust 1 and 2 production. And in our case, for the so-called Helena act, I should give the Euphorium. And Goethe had it that way back then, so this Helena act of this Euphorium part, he had actually thought of as a musical, yes, as a musical act. And his ideal partner would have been at the time, because he was looking for the craziest thing back then, was having Mozart. And he would have liked to have him, but for some reason that didn't happen after all. And that's why Wolfgang Engel's idea was to transfer that to the present day and now take the craziest thing the city had to offer back then. And these were the Friends of the Italian Opera. And there was, of course, a huge opportunity for us to get a certain degree of awareness through this theater track. But before we even played one note, we marked all our motor vehicles with Friends of the Italian Opera. There were several cars, and my motorcycle with a sidecar and a handicap vehicle, which existed in the GDR at that time. And all of these vehicles were black. And then it said Friends of the Italian Opera. And in Dresden back then we didn't have a phone, so very few had a phone number. And that's why we wrote the number from the canteen of the Staatsschauspiel on it, so that it looked very important, so to speak. And everyone was puzzling over what that could be. Of course, the state security was not quite sure either. What kind of association is this Friends of the Italian Opera? And at some point we just had to do a classification. So a classification was one of those things you had to play in front of such a commission to get permission to perform in public in the GDR at all. And during this classification there were then two buses of the People's Police parked in front of the place and they had, I think, two German Shepherd dogs.
Kleinbusse der Volkspolizei vor dem Objekt mit, ich glaube, zwei Schäferhunden.
File.
Ja, wie ist die neue Platte entstanden? Ja, unsere neue Platte ist eigentlich...
How did the new record come about? Yes, our new record was actually, you could say, created at home. We actually wanted to have it out much earlier, but then Corona came into play. Then there was another film production, a documentary about my deceased uncle, a German-Bulgarian production, which also took a very, very long time. And since all our band members are also involved in other projects, we found it very difficult to find time to come together. And so only a few of us met and wrote songs. Most of it was recorded in Leipzig first. And the others then recorded their parts in Berlin. I went to Leipzig to the studio and did my vocals. So you don't usually do it this way, but still the long time was worth it. And we are all extremely satisfied with this album.
Also macht man eigentlich normalerweise nicht, aber trotzdem hat sich die lange Zeit doch sehr gelohnt und also wir sind alle höchst zufrieden mit dem Produkt. Und man sieht wie im Licht, wie im Dunkeln, sieht man.
Das Volk ist Jammer schwieg, euer absurdes Gesicht.
I agree, this is, I think, the best album by the Freunde der Italienischen Opera. I really love it. Great release. You can find the entire interview with Ray on my website radiogoethe.org. That's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. Tschüss, I'm Arndt Peltner.
again.
Pronto? Pronto? Ma chi è?
Es ging rund an diesen Tagen. Ich schaue ins Sonnenlicht. Überall sehe ich dich und die Gewehre feuern nicht.
Ma vaffanculo, sei solo un cazzo di coglione!
Hey, Riley, it's my crazy year. It was the Majesties of 1989.
Rhythmus steigert sich mein Hass. Gleich finde ich deine Liebe noch unterhalb vom Gras. Hey, oh, I live this holy crazy year. It was in the days of 1989. Go, Jax, go! The Mistakes of 1989. Wenn ich an dich denken muss, steigert sich mein Hass. Die Liebe ist davon geil, schaut nur noch aus dem Glas. Hey, oh, I believe this holy crazy year. It was the Mistakes of 1989.
Crazy year. It was the Mistakes of 1989.